Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, I hope all is going well with you today. It's always a delight for me to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. In my neck of the woods, let's see. Well, it's overcast. There are some clouds. Maybe expecting a little bit of storm weather today, perhaps. And the water is beautiful. But you know how I feel about it, whether it's raining, sleeting, snowing. Doesn't matter to me. I think it's just beautiful. Winter, spring, summer, fall. I think every day is beautiful. And hopefully you have joy in your heart. Hopefully. And as I've said before, joy is a little bit different from happiness. Sometimes you aren't happy. Happiness can come and it can go. But joy, hopefully, if you haven't learned the difference between joy and happiness, you will find out what that is. But I just want to say welcome to everyone who is listening today. And I say it all the time. I say it and I say it because I truly mean it for all my faithful listeners, especially those of you who've been with me since day one. Wow. I just love you. Those who've been with me on this journey for a while, I do. And I'm just appreciative for you, for your ideas, your suggestions, your comments. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those who may be new. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Sharon. It's always a delight, as I've said before, to have you with us. And for the last 3 weeks, we have been discussing topics that I hope that you enjoyed. And today I'm going to be sharing another topic with you that I think is really important. I think it's something that you need to take a look at before the year ends. I sure do. Before the year ends, there are just certain things that I think you should do and I think you should be mindful of. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I'm just going to show you the mission of the show. The mission of the show has been to do our best to bring programming that can help to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That was the mission of the show. When we started out, we tried our best to do that. We have brought programming that relates to business planning, startups, entrepreneurship, sustaining your business, things that you need to be mindful of. If you want to grow your business, we've also talked about social media. We've talked about the part that it plays in helping your business to grow. We've talked about leadership, training your team. We have talked about so many wonderful topics. We've had indie artists that have come on and shared their journey. We have also had managers and CEOs to come on and and discuss with you how they run their business. We've talked about various tech tools that can help you to be successful, maybe help you to improve your bottom line. We've done our best to bring that, but we have also brought topics and information as it relates to relationships. Yeah, because we're all relational, right? We need to know how to deal with each other, how to communicate with each other. We need to know the different types of personalities, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and how we can leverage that to make our businesses even better. Customer service. Oh, my goodness, we've talked about a lot of things. So go back to the website. Look at the archive shows if you missed those shows. It's there. It is there. And when we come back from this short break, you know what we're going to do. That's right. We are going to dive right into our new topic right after this break. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
Yeah. We were all created to be great because we were created in the image of greatness. Say you're sick and tired of life with no progress. Your dreams have been retired, but they bring no success. So you throw in the towel and just settle for less. Seems you're lacking the power, thus you live with regret. But you can't stop now, maybe just redirect what you're fighting for to beyond worldly success. I'm talking world change that makes more than just sense. We all have a lane, but for others we clinch. Know you better than you, don't listen to the haters. And then doubt the truth, you were made to be great.
That's right.
Act a doctor, rapper, president, or a pastor. Father, mother, student, anything but a loser. Keep running the race,
keep running.
Don't slow up your pace.
No, sir.
Yeah, you see them speeding, but they can't take your place. So when you hit your knees, praying to God, please help you reflect your son. And then it's all we sing. Passion burns in my heart, skills I'm ready to flex. No journey.
What's going on, people? It's your boy Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulse.
Yes, 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 Zay Lee. Oh, he has some great songs out there. Check him out. He's got some good stuff on YouTube. Zay Lee, he's been on the show. We've talked to him about his success. So check them out. Well, we're going to dive into our topic today. Mm-hmm. It's a topic that I think is something that we all need to be reminded of from time to time. Yeah. And as we are approaching the end of another year, can you believe it? We are approaching the end of another year, and some things have gone well, some things you may need to change, some things may need to be tweaked, but there is an area that you know how I feel about finances and business. As we approach the end of the year, this is an excellent time to reflect back on your financial goals. How well did you do? Did you achieve them? Did you even make any? Did you write them down? And if you wrote them down, how did you do? I would love to know how you did on some of your financial goals. But at the end of the year, this is the time where I like to get you in the mindset that we are embarking upon a new year, and this is the perfect time to start taking a look at how you did with your financial goals this year. What are some things you need to change, and what are some things you want to do going into a new year? And is it time to maybe set some goals? Well, I'm going to take a look with you at some goals and some things that you may want to consider, especially as a business owner. And even if you're not a business owner, but you are trying to do better at tracking your finances, you're wanting to do better with saving, you want to have better saving goals, and this is a great opportunity for you to start looking at that. What are some things that you need to do to maybe increase your likelihood and chances of being successful next year? One of the things that I've talked about so many times on this show, and for those of you who are, for those of you who've been with me for a while and you've been listening to the show for a number of years, you know that I really think it's important to write out your goals and write out your budget. I actually did a show on budgeting, and I went step by step as to how to go about creating a budget. What are some things that you need to put in there? I also share with you what the numbers mean after you have written down your expenses and your what's coming in and what's going out. And it may seem very simple. It may seem very simple, but trust me, this can make a huge difference in the probability of you being successful in achieving financial goals and achieving some of the things that you would like to have and making sure that you have a solid game plan, especially if you're single and if you or if you have a family, if you have children. It's very important to have a game plan and to have goals. So one of the things that I think is very important is as you start to look at next year being financially healthy next year, these are some things we need to start looking at now. And guess what? You're at a good time. This is the perfect time to start looking at it. This month is a great time to do it because it gives you time to get it written down. It gives you time to reevaluate what worked well. And so when the new year comes in, you have a game plan and you'll be ready. So what's one of the first things? First thing is write out your budget. Write out a budget. And if you're not sure as to how to do that, I can do another show on it, or you can just go and listen to the archives. But it's really simple. And every month, you probably want to just take a look to make sure that you are on track. Every dollar that you earn, you need to account for that. And if you can't account for every dollar that you have earned for the month, then you need to write it down. Sometimes trying to remember, oh, where your money went, sometimes you forget. You stopped by the store and picked up an item, or you stopped and you were really hungry and you stopped by fast food and picked up something, or you stopped at a restaurant, or you gave a donation, or you gave somebody money who really needed help. Sometimes you forget about those things, and you cannot account for where all your money went. Well, this will help you to realize every month where your money went. So the first thing you want to do, and again, this is in one of our archive shows, we go into detail as to what you need to do in order to set up a budget, and it's really not hard. In fact, it can be fun. It used to be fun for me. In fact, I still take an accounting of, you know, where my money's going and what's happening with my money and what this is for and what that is for. So you can really make it fun. So what's coming in or what's going out, write it down. Write it down instead of just letting it happen. And every month, you don't know where your money went. Write it down. And also, what did you spend? You know, yeah, we want to know what came in, but what did you spend? You need to know what you spent your money on. And, you know, after you've done this for a while, you start to really get a handle on what's coming in, what's going out, and what's left over. We talked in detail as well about what's left over after you have subtracted your expenses from your income or the money that you have coming in. What does that number mean? Do you have a positive income? Do you have no income at the end of the month or when you finish deducting your expenses? Or is it negative? We talked about that in detail. You need to know what that means. So knowing exactly what's going out, where it's going. And, yeah, I physically wrote it down. In fact, with my clients, when we talk about budgeting or we talk about them wanting to get on a better financial plan or if they're trying to build a solid foundation for their families, one of the first things we do is a budget. You know, are you prepared for some of the goals that you're trying to achieve? That's really important. Another thing that is important is if you have a budget, if you know the goals that you're trying to achieve, there may be education goals for yourself or your children or your family, could be retirement goals, you know, and if you have children, you may be both. You want to make sure that money is saved for education, but you also want to make sure that you have enough money to retire when you're ready to stop working and you're ready to enjoy that time. You may have travel goals. You know, maybe you want to do some traveling, and it's, of course it's going to take money to do that. You know, how are you going to fund that? And maybe you are ready to purchase a home, or you're ready to purchase a car, or you're ready to start a business. How do you know if you are financially in a good place to do that? The place to start is keeping track of what's coming in and what's going out. That's a great place to start. And most business owners who are successful today, they will share with you that at some point they had to take a look at their financials. And then once you know that and you have a budget, stick into your budget. Sometimes that's one of the toughest things to do when you have actually sat down and you come up with what goes here, what goes into retirement, what goes towards education, what goes towards the purchase of a new home. Stick into that budget because sometimes you just fall off. You either don't feel like it, you forget to do it, but it's so important to do your best to stick to your goals. And one rule of thumb that I've lived by is doing your best to not spend as much as you make. Let me say that again. It's a good idea not to spend as much money as you make. Sometimes people get into a situation where they make a certain amount of money per month and it's all gone. All of it's gone. And what was one of the most surprising things to practically all of my clients was taking a look at where they were spending their money and realizing that if with just a little bit of practice and with a little bit of care, they didn't have to spend every dime that they were making. They found that there were areas where they were spending more money than they thought they were spending because they were not keeping track of it. And you may find that to be the case as well. So do your best not to spend as much money as you make. If possible, the next thing that I'm going to encourage you to do as you prepare for the new year, if you're really wanting to experience some financial success in the new year, take a look at your debts. And sometimes debts are things that people just don't want to deal with. You know it's there, but you just don't want to deal with it. Well, debt is something that it is possible to control that. And setting a goal for yourself that is attainable to reduce your debt. Trust me, I'm not telling you something that I have not done myself. And the way I was able to do it, it took time, it took discipline, and it took having a plan. I had to have a plan had to have a game plan. And with that game plan, and as time went by, and me being consistent and persistent, I was able to get out of debt. And I was so happy. It feels so good once you've done that, but it does take time, and you can do it. You can do it, having a plan. And if you don't have a plan, we can help you. We can help you to get a plan. And the other thing is, if possible, try not to add any more debt until you've taken care of the debt that you currently have. It may mean not using your credit cards. Oh, and for some people, that is just excruciating, painful not to use credit cards. But if possible, you have got to do what you've got to do to get out of debt. If it means cutting up your credit cards, not using any more credit cards, you may have to do that. If it means getting by, if you have two cars and maybe getting by with one car, saving that gas that you would use for the second car, you know, if you can carpool, you may have to do that. If it means possibly getting a second job or starting a business from a hobby that you enjoy and increasing your income so that you can reduce your debt, you may have to do that. There are all kinds of options out there. There really are. There are all kinds of options that you can take advantage of. Another thing that I think is really important, and again, this isn't something that I have not done and don't do myself, making sure that you have some type of emergency fund. Some type of emergency fund. And I know some of you may be saying, well, how in the world can I start an emergency fund? What is an emergency fund? An emergency fund is a fund that you set aside so that if anything happens to you, if you lose a job, if you become disabled, or if the roof starts to leak, or if you have an issue with your car, you have an emergency fund that's set up just to take care of emergencies. That's all it's for. So you're saving bits of your income on a consistent basis, and you're putting it into an emergency fund. And typically, an emergency fund, a good rule of thumb to look at least 3 to 6 months of income is what you're trying to achieve, 3 to 6 months of income. So let's just say, for a simple example, if you make $1,000 a month, 3 to 6 months of income would be $3,000 to $6,000 that you are trying to build for an emergency fund. Some people build an emergency fund for up to a year worth of monthly income. So the goal is to have at least 3 to 6 months of income saved for emergency purposes. And once you've reached that goal, you may decide that you want to continue to put funds into that emergency fund, but those monies are only used for emergency purposes. It's not used to go out to eat. It's not used to buy birthday or Christmas presents. It's not used for anything except for emergencies. How many times have you had an emergency and you had to borrow money because you didn't have the money? And some emergencies are really huge. So even if you had 3 to 6 months, but if you had 3 to 6 months and something happened or you had to move or you lost your job, at least you knew you'd have a cushion to assist you. So I think that's really important, which is why I'm spending so much time on that. And there are just a few more things that I want to share with you so that you can go ahead and start looking at having a wonderful, financial, successful new year. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to give you just a few more things that I think you need to consider before the new year. And guess what? You can do it. You can do it. And when we come back, I'm going to give you just a few more tips right here. This is Sharon. Thank you for listening.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. And today, I am sharing with you just a few tips on things that you can do to try to help make the new year a financially successful one. And some of these things, if you've been listening to me for a while, you have heard before, but typically towards the end of the year, I really like to remind my listeners of things that you may want to start taking a look at before the new year. And this is a perfect time to do it right before the holidays. You're not being rushed, you're not pressured, but this is a great time to sit down and reflect on how successful you were with your financials this year. What are some things you may like to do differently? What are some things you may need to take a look at? This is a perfect time to do that. You know, have you saved as much in your emergency fund as you wanted to this year? Did you even start your emergency fund this year? Did you start investing or putting money aside for your retirement? Have you started that education fund for the children? You know, did you purchase that life insurance policy that you know is needed in the event something happens to you? You don't want your family to have to go into debt trying to take care of your expenses, and you want to leave a legacy for your family, or you may want to leave a legacy for those who may have to take care of your housing and your expenses. Did you do that? These are things that you can start taking a look at right now before the beginning of the year, because what I want for you is to go into the new year with a plan, with a game plan. What are your goals? And so we're talking about some of that today. And when we left on the break, I told you there were just a couple more things that I was going to talk to you about. One is making sure that you start saving for retirement. If that's something that you feel is really important, start saving for retirement. Take a look at what your company offers. If you work for a company that offers a retirement plan, do they have a matching plan? What type of plan do they have? And even if you don't work for a company that has a retirement plan, perhaps you can start putting monies aside in an individual retirement account, getting information on what that means. And if you don't know, you might want to take a look at getting an advisor, a financial advisor that can help you with that. And the other thing is, maybe you want to better your career. Maybe you want to launch into a different job, or you want to get a license, or you want to go back to school. It's okay. It's time to start planning for that. Look for a class. Maybe you have a hobby that you think you can make money from. Look for a class. Go ahead, advance your career if that's something that you choose to do. And also, if there are things that may take long-term planning, this is the time to start looking at it. And the last thing that I want to share with you is, if possible, try to cut spending in some areas where you feel like you have just overspent, where you feel like you just messed up the budget. It's okay to start doing that right now, because guess what? You are important. You deserve to have a wonderful financial plan, a wonderful financial life. So I'm encouraging you, as we embark upon a new year, go ahead and start making those plans. Start writing things down. Get that budget locked down. And be flexible. Sometimes things change, your situation changes, and you might have to change, but at least you have a plan. I am so excited to have been able to share this with you today. And I'm hoping that you will join me again next week. And you know, my dad used to tell me, he said, you know what, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. If you're not sure about something, surround yourself by somebody who's smarter than you are and has more information and more knowledge so that you can grow in that area. Well, thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.